We apparently have a new record for the world's strongest beer. A brewery in Scotland has just created a beer that's 67.5% alcohol.
If I do the math correctly on that, that's going to be about 130, 135
proof? 135
proof,
yes.
Woo! Yes.
That means
it's my alcohol.
That means it's stronger than pretty much any vodka, whiskey, or tequila out there.
Not stronger than 151.
No, it's not. But it's going to cost you if you want a bottle, because it's more than $100 to have it shipped over from Scotland. So there you go.
Well, you're only going to need one, so it might be worth it. If you have a date this weekend, congratulations. And don't wear yellow. Because according to a new survey, both men and women say the worst color someone can wear on a date is yellow. Men say the least attractive colors on a woman are yellow and brown, and women say the least attractive colors on a man are yellow and pink. Most attractive color a woman can wear, can you guess?
Probably red.
That would be correct.
Yes.
Other ones for women to wear are blue, green, black, and purple, and the most attractive color a man can wear is gray, followed by black, blue, green, and white.
Gray's my favorite color.
And this is important for a first date because most people will remember what you're wearing.
Okay. Earlier this month, a couple in Arizona bought themselves a house. Great deal. They bought it directly from a guy, and after they gave him the $3,000 for the down payment, the keys didn't work to their new house. Yeah, it turns out the guy was just renting this house. It wasn't his to sell. He made some extra money by selling it on Craigslist in a scam. Police caught up him as he was packing his U-Haul to try to skip town. He's been arrested for theft and fraud.
Wow. They just wanted a house, man.
Yeah.
Movies opening this weekend in the theater, Bad Grandpa and The Counselor. The Counselor, Michael Fassbender, he plays a lawyer tempted into setting up a one-time drug deal for one of his shady clients, played by Javier Bardem. Cameron Diaz, Penelope Cruz, and Brad Pitt are all in this. It's rated R. And another R-rated movie for the weekend, Bad Grandpa, although this does look pretty entertaining. Johnny Knoxville, he returns as his old man character Irving Zisman in a Jackass movie that actually has a plot for a change. In this one, he gets stuck with his 8-year-old grandson and is taking him across the country to find his deadbeat dad. And then they set up all these hidden camera stunts on all these unsuspecting people.
Holy smokes, if this works, could shake up the entire power dynamic of the entire world. Women in a small town in Colombia have just gone on strike. They've gone on strike until the one single road into the town is fixed. Apparently the road is in such bad shape it could take 14 hours just to get to the hospital, which is 35 miles away.
What are they going on strike for?
Nobody's getting nothing, Rachel.
They're not giving it up. Woo!
They are on strike.
Go, ladies.
Until the road
power
gets fixed.
Power just shifted in that town completely over to one side.
It could shift entire world. And apparently so far it's working because all of a sudden, for some reason, construction has started on the road.
Way to go, ladies.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.